From the Sky to the Ground by Devon Marsh. From Heat, Nightingale and Sparrow, Issue 3. From the Sky to the Ground. 1. A man knelt in a dry field. He accused a handful of dirt. The soil argued little. Brittle clods dissolved into fine dust. The man stood, brushed his hands, stared at the bright field. Parallel rows converged toward a line of trees. Its far edge shimmered. A water tower glared around a town's name. The man turned his back on the tower, the town, the field, the empty sky. 2. The man crossed his yard, reached his house, stepped across his own initials and his father's. He climbed concrete steps to the porch. He waited for the heat to subside. Heat's full tide lapped motionless limbs, inundated the house. Doors and windows stood open, inviting any breeze. In still rooms, heat settled in stagnant pools. 3. Shadows crept into the void of departing light. They met in open places, conspired, grew strong. As heat and light ebbed, a thermal essence remained. Night voices grew bold. They talked among themselves, confident, open. Insect dialects recounted stories of summer and drought, of patience, the role of extremes in the hard maintenance of averages. The voices talked at length, and the man on his porch listened for mention of rain. 4. Heat slept in stillness, motionless, a calm sea. It stirred in the early hours to welcome pink and orange light, a tide drawing strength from the sun. It surged, broke into day, swept across the land. Heat flowed under trees, through open windows, woke the man and his wife. When it reached the limits of land and air, it grew deep. The man rose. He waded into another day. 5. Mid-morning, unbearable sun. The man closed the hood of his truck, removed his cap. Sweat stung the corners of his eyes. He squinted at the bright field, rows of fading plants. Beyond, the water tower stood resolute, but grayer than the day before, its glare dispersed. The man studied the scene, replaced his cap, walked to the house for relief. 6. The man's wife emerged from relative darkness. He and she faced each other across the porch. "Thought I'd do some shelling," she said. "Want to sit with me a while?" "Yeah, I'll get back to the truck when the sun ain't on it." His wife placed a paper bag full of beans beside her rocker, set a bowl and an empty bag in the seat, turned to go back inside. "How about some tea?" That would hit the spot. He sat, hung his hat on the stile. His wife disappeared into sounds. The refrigerator door swept open, popped shut. Ice cubes cracked from trays, clinked into glasses, crackled when tea startled them. A knife snapped twice on a board, cut two pieces of lemon. Refrigerator door again, pitcher and lemon returned to cool refuge. The man's wife stepped onto the porch. She handed him a glass, placed hers on the table between them. She sat and arranged her work. The man took a long swallow, balanced his glass on the arm of his chair. Tea tasted good and strong. Smelled crisp and bright. Condensation ran onto the man's fingers. "Another hot one," the woman said. "Today's another scorcher. Seems muggy, too. That makes it worse. I wish the mugginess would decide to cloud up and give us some rain." The woman's nimble hands shelled beans into the bowl, discarding husks into the paper bag. "Think it will?" "Hard to say. He rattled ice, took another swallow. If it stays muggy, it may come up a cloud somewhere, this afternoon, tomorrow. No telling. Dull crumps beat a slow rhythm as the woman tossed aside byproduct of her work. The man rocked to the cadence, stared past the yard. Staccato lines of stunted plants ran to a tree line. Beyond, brightness hazed and spread up, curved back. The sky, a claustrophobic dome. The woman appraised his face, tried to think of what to say. She shelled butter beans from their pods, pale green moons falling in soft beats into the bowl in her lap. I believe we might get a shower. I don't know, he said. I just don't know. 7. Breath and music. His wife, respiring in the song of nocturnal insects, pulled the man awake. He lay without a sheet, thought of his wife and himself exposed, dependent on the night for comfort, on the day for light, the season for a crop. Dependence stood in the room, haunting the night. The man felt helpless lying in the dark. Light sweat draped his skin like a caul. A caprice of night air passed through the room. Despite the heat, the man shivered. He pulled up the sheet to protect himself and his wife. A fuller breeze followed, inflating sheer curtains like sails. The man drifted to join his wife. 8. The man rose before the sun. He ate a hard biscuit, drank buttermilk. He walked onto the porch, out the screen door, down the steps to the yard. He approached his truck. He set about tending a dying farm. Heat washed over the land. The ground grew hot. The air stifled all impulse. By mid-morning, the man retired to his porch. He sat as on the previous day and the day before, and he watched the trees shine defiant green. Such still air. Cicadas buzzed in one tree and then another, singly, not in the chorus of the night. The man watched, listened. He heard everything telling him to wait. Drone of insects caused the man to nod. Sleep. He sat waking and dozing into early afternoon. His wife came to call him to lunch, but decided not to disturb him. Instead, she took a seat. She looked at her husband, his head bent forward as if listening to someone pray. Then she looked across the road at the field and the sky above. She rested her tired eyes on a cloud. The woman watched the cloud. She prayed it would come their way or pass before her husband woke. A shadow drifted across the far trees onto the field. It crossed the road to meet tree shadows in the yard. Silent lap of shadow on shadow startled the insects, stopping their songs. In the sudden quiet, the man awoke, puzzled at the silence and the field that no longer blared midday glare. He stared at the mounting cloud, then looked to his wife. She smiled. "Looks like we might get some rain." The man beheld a cumulus dreadnought floating in a deep new sky. Darkness touched its hull down low. Brilliance thrust upward, white billows piled on billows. Air carried the cloud slowly, as if it had the density of granite. The mass in its shadow drifted above the man's field and his house. From across the road, he received the report of countless impacts. 9. The man opened his door to meet the rain as it came into his yard. His wife watched him reach toward the first few drops. They hesitated, assented, fell harder. The man crossed the yard and rode to step into his field. Power and majesty spoke in monosyllable raindrops, that blurred into words and into a single word that meant possibility. He said, "Lord, I'm standing on a fine line." The din increased. The cloud gave forth a downpour. Water washed anxiety from the grateful man. The ground darkened. 10. The man cried from the sky to the ground, tears like rain.